Blog Talk Hey. Radio.
Hey, Brother Water, yo.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I don't see nobody else online right now except you, as far as your callers.
Okay. Coco and my hair ain't on, right?
No, I don't see them on right now.
This, I posted something on Facebook and got a lot of response from it, wrong response from some top students of mine. It seems, I'm looking at something, Brother Drew, it seems like that a lot of top students that was in our class, they have forgotten a whole lot of stuff that we talked about.
Uh-huh.
Especially the majority. In this book, Uncart Geometry and Hermetic Science of Motion and Numbers by A.S. Rawlings. The year 2000, that's 21 years ago, we was in Black Image Book Bazaar. This book was $12.95. And I misplaced the original copy of it. I had other copies made. And guess what? When I went back through some stuff a while ago, I found the damn original copy. And I had Cornelius to make me two copies. Because I didn't know. I thought Andre had got the book, but he hadn't got the book. He said, Daddy, I gave you the book. Yeah, I gave you all my damn books. It's what you do with my book. He had bought this book for me. I always read a book 50 times. And Cole told me, he said, you need to teach out of this book. Because he had wrote a book on cosmic energy. And we had this book called Cosmic Creation by Hotima. It's hard to get his books now. You can't hardly get his book. When I went online to try to get this book is unavailable right now. Brother Drew, you can't get this book.
Oh, really?
This book is... We always... In this... My great-grandpa told me that, you see, the first... understand anything about yourself is you have to know how you were born. And when you know how you was born, that deals with the 12 laws of nature. It starts off with the first law, which the first law is the law of motion. The second law is the law of opposites. That's what makes us male and female. The third law is the law of balance. That's something that we have never, ever been able to do. And you had to, your mind right now, you had to understand that your mind is not balanced for one simple reason. A mind is a school of thoughts. And the people that educated us was our oppressor.
Right.
And you had to understand, this is what you had to come in understanding this. When you read in the book called the Bible about renewing your mind, well, this is what renewing your mind means. It means that the mind that you had been given, you had to go check that mind out. So when we go check this mind out, you had to understand certain subjects. You had to understand how were you created. So in order for you to understand what even mind is, most people don't even know what mind is. The mind is the splitting of an atom. When the atom splits, it splits into three ultimate atoms. It splits into the physical, atom, which is the unit of ether, that's breath. It splits into the vital astro atom, which is the unit of life force. Third part of that atom splits into the mental atom, which is the unit of mind. These are the three bases of those three primates in which all things are formed, meaning this is how you was formed. By the three primates, structures from the one primate, cosmic energy, or the unit of which the ultimate atom, which when you become and live like me and you, Brother Drew, we are the ultimate atom that has started off as a molecule and went through the elements and all of that. I'm going to skip over that element and model. We're going to deal with this atom.
Okay.
When you come into existence, when we came into existence, something was already here when we came into existence. And we had to go back. You go back 1861 to 1865. Everybody that looked like me and you, that was born and looked like me and you in the United States of America, is casualties of war. They did not start educating you until 1870. You had to realize that the education that you got came from a subhuman. There are two kinds of beings on earth. When you come into creation, you are either a subhuman being, which is the Germanic race of people, or you are a human being, which two-thirds of the world is human being. But the only thing is that the subhuman being has conquered everybody's mind because you believe in his school of thoughts. And see, you can't go no higher than what your school of thoughts is, because with what you are educated with, you base your decision, your choice, you base everything upon what has been given to you, which is incorrect. So this is a heavy subject because it deals with you renewing yourself, and ain't nobody can do this shit for you but you. But you had to know what kind of mind that you have and where did you get this damn mind from. And even what school of thoughts did it come out of? And in your cases, Brother Drew, I'll notice through history that me and you in the school system at 6 years old, but the culture chiefs, that's what Tyrone called, they found out that after studying this book, that they start the child right now at 3 years old, cultivating his mind. See, and it all starts with the children. This is how you make a child a American. See, all of us, when we get our summa cum laude and magna cum laude and cum laude degree, we're getting these degrees from a subhuman, which is a white man, out of his school of thoughts. This is what makes you a good American. They take you 12 years, they say, which the number 12 means complete. They send you to school for 12 years and you get a diploma. This makes you be able to understand the American way. This is the way that America believes. The first American was Anglo-Saxon. And the first American was John Hancock. In 1776, the Anglo-Saxon changed his name to American. You had to understand that. You had to realize that. This is when you come into reality. when you become conscious. Now, when we trace the mind, the history of the mind, this atom that started creating a being in your mama's womb, it is unconscious. After 3 months, it becomes subconscious. When you are born, after 9 months, your mind is still subconscious, meaning that you can't do anything for yourself. Not a thing in the world that you can do for yourself. I hear people talking about they conscious and all of this, and I'm conscious, I'm this. You're not conscious. You can't become conscious until you realize that where you got your education from, you got it from a subhuman being. So here you are, 50 and 60 years old, in a subconscious mind that has never become conscious. We can see at 2021 that everybody that looked like me and you, that this Anglo-Saxon, this Germanic race of people, have conquered everybody's mind that looked like me and you with one word, G-O-D, God. And we have to go back through history. That's the reason we studied with etymology. Where did this word God come from? This word God came is a Germanic word. Did nobody know a goddamn thing about the word God in the 4th century? Because it's a 5th century word. Before white folks believed in God, they called this name Gudin. Then it went from Gudin to Wooden to Odin. It started off with Odin. Odin became Wooden. Wooden became Judin. Judin became God. You can Google this shit. But you got everybody that looked like me and you believe in God, that there is a God. And all gods have been a man, and all gods have had a mother. And your mind has to realize this. This is what we're dealing with, strictly renewing of the mind. How do the mind work? When we ask ourselves a question, the mind first gets a thought. Then you have to think on that thought. When you think on that thought, it creates an idea. The idea, you have to sit down and plan on the idea. When you plan on it, you have to get up and put this plan into motion. And when you see this plan, it becomes a reality. This is what they did to us. This is called the science of eugenics. This is how you genocide someone. When that happened to the mind picked up the second law of nature. The second law of nature is the laws of opposite. Your mind will either be good or bad. It would either be correct or incorrect. And we just so happen to have an incorrect mind. The only way that you can come out of this darkness and become conscious is that you can't believe in gods. This is what I'm saying right now from many years of studying. I'm just sharing. You don't have to believe a damn thing I'm saying. I'm just sharing knowledge with you. I done read this book over 100 times. I've read it 50 times before I put it down. But I done read it hundreds of times. I don't know how many times I've read this book over the last 20 years. Because we taught out of this book. To get a clear understanding, that's the reason I'm sharing it with you, that each individual that's listening to me right now, you have to deal with this on a personal basis of renewing your mind. Because as long as you believe what this white man has taught you, although you might say, I'm conscious, I'm this, I'm that, but as long as you believe in this one word, God, your ass ain't conscious yet. You had to throw this belief system completely out of your school of thoughts to understand how you was created and who created you. He created you in his school of thoughts and his mind. I've noticed this here. When we ask ourselves, how do the mind function? The mind functions, it relates to your surroundings. The mind carries with it a spirit that becomes a behavior pattern. The behavior pattern creates an attitude. The attitude picks up the second law of nature and becomes either good or bad. After 12 years, which is why it's very important that you teach your children. I never will forget Big Mama, and I seen it last night in the grocery store. Big Mama said, if your child ain't got no home training, he'll get you out in public and embarrass you. It was about a five or six-year-old boy in the grocery store beating the shit out of his mama. I'm in the line behind it. And I looked at her. I said, you don't send a message from his ass to his brain. And she told me, well, he autistic. No, he ain't autistic. He needed a goddamn ass beat. Because the way he was acting in the store, just falling out and pulling on her, pulling her dress up, all of this stuff. This is a mental problem in a child. Well, what created that was you believing in this school of thoughts. This is what makes making you have to renew your mind to understand that. After 12 years old, the mind is complete. I'd be damned if you can hardly change a person's mind that's 12 years old. I mean, especially this mind that comes out of the XY millennium and the Z generation of people, that mind is completely contaminated at 7 years old because of the surroundings, because what he relates to in his surroundings, because what he's been taught. Last night I was sitting in the club, Brother Drew, and I just sit there and I notice something. Every female in that club was obese. This is something that you didn't see in the Negroes that was colored people. I was making the comparison. Right. You didn't see this in the club in 1960 and 70 and 80. Only when the African-American, like this African-American woman, you see this. It wasn't a woman in that club that wasn't false all over. She had false eyelashes. She had false hair. Red, green, purple, orange, and blue. That's what I seen last night. This is the kind of mind that this African American woman got right now that come out of this XY millennium and Z generation of people, that colored people. That one girl in that club named Christy. I know her. Most everybody in there I know. She weighed about 120 pounds and had an afro. Nothing false on her. Every woman that you see, female that you see right now, has gotten degenerated into this knowledge that this is what's happening and this is what's cool. See, the world is the people that live on. So where did they get the school of thoughts? This came out of the African-American hip-hop school of thoughts. and this is what we're dealing with today. We're dealing with a female with a mind like this. Hell, your nation can rise no higher than female. In the year 2000, it came out that this XY, millennial, and Z generation, 85% of them was on mind control and drug or mentally ill. 85, that means only 15%. But what was dangerous at the year 2000, I had told Robert on the show, was 45% of your toddlers was on mind control and drugs and mentally ill. Well, this toddler right now is 21 years old or older. And what are you having all of your problems with? What have you seen of a generation of people that's degenerated into a school of thoughts that we're living with right now today? I mean, you ask why we got all of this type of stuff going on in our neighborhood. This stuff was unheard of in the 50s and the 60s. It was unheard of. And see, I'm making comparisons because I damn sure can remember the 50s and the late 40s and the 60s of how this female looked versus what she looked as an African-American. It's this black African-American that came into existence in 1970, 51 years ago. So in 51 years, you can see how, with not having the correct mind of being subconscious, has got our generation of people into right now. And see, that's why it's very important to understand how mind works. You ain't gonna stop the mind set of the people that you're dealing with right now. You ain't gonna have no unity. I hear a lot of these African Americans talking about unity, and you can't unite when you in this condition that you're in right now. That's the reason separation. See, you can make a comparison. You can look at Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam's people. You can look at their children. And boy, they're starting them off at 3 and 4 years old, conditioning their mind in a certain school of thoughts where these women are covered. These women have beautiful garments on. These women is military to the max through drilling. It was a certain way in a certain school of thoughts that the Nation of Islam had versus what the Christian church has in today's society. It's just like night and day. You can see the difference. You can see the mountain. You can look at a child that's 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years old that was brought up in the Nation of Islam versus a child that was brought up as a Christian and believe in hip-hop music. I mean, you can look at it and see it's night and day. I mean, you don't have to be no rocket scientist. All you have to do is sit down and look, be an observer. Because we have to understand that when this atom becomes mental, well, what we're dealing with? We're dealing with, in this language, it would be psychology and sociology. You can not have any psychology without sociology, without psychology first. They come first. So that's the reason we do a million subjects on psychological warfare, meaning what kind of warfare through psychological means have this white boy used on us from 1870 to 2021, which is 150 years. This is what we done. We have went up under. It's only a few of us that is conscious. When your mind become conscious, then it'll become super conscious, and then it become like ultimate conscious, which you in your last phrase, when you realize, when you ultimate conscious, is when you realize what this white boy has done to you. He ain't got nothing about race being prejudiced and all of that bullshit. It's just about you renewing your mind and understanding how the mind works. Big Mama had a book called The Science of the Mind. It's a very, very old book. It was written in 1869. They taught it at Mary Allen College. I got that book. And I didn't understand that book until maybe about 10 years ago. Because 10 years ago, or 20 years ago, I still had this concept of a G-O-D, of a God. Because what was we calling ourselves? Hebrew, Israelites, and I went through that school of thought. I went through the Nation of Islam. I went through that school of thought. The only thing that I have against the Nation of Islam is they still believe in a God, Allah. We got too much history on who Allah is. It only means God. As long as you got this God concept, your mind can get out of the shape that it's in right now. And that's the reason it's so important that you know how the mind works, how is it created, where you come from. See, the fourth law of nature is the law of rhythm. Now, that's very interesting because we've done many shows on music. And the fifth law is the music of the field, meaning that you live in the Western hemispheres, and there are six spheres. You got two left and a right spheres is in your body. When you understand rhythm, when I understood rhythm and understood what music do to you is that it puts you on another vibration. And when did they do that? When did they change the rhythm? Well, everything in creation is up under what you call, everything in creation is music. It was up under middle C. But in 1964, we can see the difference. They changed, the Sissies did, the Pumps. James Cleveland and his Sissies changed the Fender Rhodes piano to 440G, where this name Jesus would have an effect on you when they get on the keyboard and be like, G, 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 within this vibration that you're up under, created, starting in 64, created motion and rhythm in your mind to, in 2021, here you are running down the aisle, foaming in the mouth, turning over buildings, hollering to Jesus, and you can see the madness of the Holy Ghost. You see all of this, Brother Drew. I mean, this is observation. This is through observation and knowing this knowledge here that I understand and know.
Uh-huh.
This is through you don't have to believe a damn thing I said. I'm just sharing knowledge with most of the people because we still got people that believe in God and got the Holy Ghost and believe God gonna save them and all of this. And this God that you believe in, We know the history of this God that you believe in right now. There are 330,000 different gods. We understand that now. Each God has his own nation and people. The God you was given was Jesus because you were given Jesus in 1870. In 1869, somebody that looked like me and you, Brother Drew, we couldn't worship no Jesus. Jesus said me and you was apes. But in 2021, you can't tell no goddamn body that look like us, that's a African American, that Jesus ain't their Lord and Savior. I mean, do you understand how you can just look and get a good damn understanding of how you've been genocized?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, you can sit down and look at it. In 1869, you couldn't worship no Jesus. 13th and 14th Amendment said it. For you to be they made a proclamation, which was an announcement. In order for you to be a citizen of the ex-slave, you had to take a Christian name. And I find it very interesting then, Brother Drew, in 1870, it was only two Christian religion that you could be. You could be this or Methodist. But here's the kicker. You couldn't be First Baptist. They say you had to be Second Baptist up under their tutoring and up under their training. They say you couldn't be Christian Methodist Episcopal. You had to be African Methodist Episcopal, a colored Methodist Episcopal. And you became this. Our people become that because I know one of my grandmothers was African American Episcopal, my mama's mother, and my mama was seeing me, Christian Methodist Episcopal. I was raised in both in church, and my other grandmother was Baptist. I was raised in the Second Baptist Church. I affiliated myself as a kid with all three of them churches. And those are the only churches that you was allowed in at that time period. So you had to understand what was going on at certain time periods and walk all the way up to 2021 when you can join almost any church that you want to join. But what year could you join these other churches? You couldn't join them until after 1970 when they integrated. They did away with what they called segregation. The most segregated place in the world is Sunday morning. It still is. And you got churches that don't allow black preachers and black clergymen and black this. And now you hear this is the first black that's doing this in 2021. When you hear the word the first black, this should ring a bell with you. How come this is just the first black in 2021? How come you just not been the first black female chief of policeman in this time? How is it you getting the first Hispanic, Latino, Chicano, Mexican? When did they name you all these beautiful names? The white boy renamed the first Mexican chief of policeman in Dallas, Texas. They just inaugurated him a couple of days ago.
Right.
When you see this first black, see, I know about this first black. See, I was the first black, the first five blacks from Crockett, Texas, to go to Ranger Junior College. I was the first black in the Navy Blue Jackets choir in 1965. In 1965, I was the first black in the Flying Rifle Precision Drill Team Navy. I realized this. I thought it was an honor then. My mama, she was all excited. Everybody excited. But in 2021, I realized when you become the first black, is that you him. You don't become the first black until you are triple qualified in his ways and his thoughts. Like my daddy said, you are a prim and proper and prime peckerwood. That's what my daddy called me when I was a teen, so I didn't understand what daddy was talking about. I understand now. Meaning that you is in his ways, his schools of thoughts. You're doing it to the max. You're doing it better than any black person that they have seen to make you that. You in their schools of thoughts. It's just like this little girl that did the poem. When she did the poem, what did you see? You saw a white girl. You didn't see you. She looked like me and you. But her school of thoughts was all white. And then the people that had trained her, the school that she had came out of with this portion was for all white girls.
Right. I can see that.
She's white. But she looked like me and you. I call it the curse of the curse of Ham. Is that when you got a black face, but your mind is white, you ain't can help me. You can only help yourself to a certain extent. And when they get through using you up, they kick you by the wayside. Look at Colin Powell. Look at Condoleezza Rice. Look at Barack Obama. See, the only black leader that they ain't messed with in 2021 is Farrakhan. And Farrakhan, that ass is the best with him. He'll tell you, come on. Because this man got a whole damn army behind him right now. Plus, he got all of the Muslims in the Caucasus Mountains declaring him the last man be. In the year 2000, the Jews were looking for Abraham to come back. This is what a 2,000-year prophecy that. Year 2000, and me and you just so happen to live 2,021 years after that Abraham was coming back, and all the Jews set a plate at their table for Abraham. That's their customs. Because I've studied every goddamn body's customs. In the year 2000, they say that the hippie on the stick would come back. He ain't come back. Jesus ain't come back. In the year 2000, they said the last man be would come. That's what the Muslims said. They made Paragon the last man be. That happened. But I ain't seen Jesus come out of that east, and I ain't seen Abraham come back and sit at the table with the Jews.
I think Jesus in Mexico, Jesus.
and see, ain't none of that shit happened. But the last man be, they declared Farrakhan the last man be, certain Muslims, not all the Muslims, certain Muslims. And you had to know that Islam is broken to Sunni Muslims, Shia Muslims, Baha Muslims, and Sufi Muslims with different factors now. If you trace their history, you can see when each one of those breaks. like it's 92,000 different Christian denominations as we speak that don't teach the same thing. They don't believe the same. So your mind had to realize this, that the son was wrong with what you say you believe in. Like my daddy said, the biggest fool in the goddamn world is a person that believes in something and don't know the origin of it. Don't know
right.
where it come from. You believe that you's a king and a queen. Everybody that's in this X, Y, millennial, and Z generation is running around right now hollering they kings and queens. It was nobody that looked like me and you ever was a king and a queen. We didn't have kings and queens. If we studied by using ethnology, you will see that that's a king and a queen. How you become a king and a queen was the aristocrats of the Germanic race of people. But you think that you're a king and you think you're a queen as we speak right now. That's the first thing come out, queen, king. You ain't neither one of them. People look like you. They didn't call you queen. You was a chief, and the chief wife was grandmother, a great mother. He led the tribe. You come from a tribe of people. Everybody white came from a clan of people. Living between the thinking of a clan and a tribe. They'll tell you, all you have to do is the rise of the clan. I got a documentary on the rise of the clan, who the clan was. Started with the Angles, the Saxons, and the Jutes in Scotland. All of that history back there, you had to know this, but you don't know this, and because you don't know this, then here you go calling yourself something that you don't know a damn thing about. Like, ain't no damn body know the damn thing about a black African American until 1960, when Jesse Jackson said that he was no longer a Negro, that was a colored person, that he was a black African American. 10 years later, they put it, the government put it on the census, and this is when you became a black African American. But you can't tell nobody that's born after 1960, 70, and 80 that they ain't an African American. I don't know nothing about a Negro. Now, a Negro, that's a colored person. The Negro, that word came from Spanish. Spanish, that's what they call you. But the word color is that you was had hue. You were a person of color. You had to know when you got all of these names changed, because what you are, what you was born was what? You was born a supreme being that was either male or female. That's the only goddamn thing that your mind can say. When a person asks you who you are, your mind has to be directly that I am a supreme being that was born male and female. That's all you were. You came here by yourself, you leave by yourself. Nobody got your toe print, fingerprint, eye print, voice print. Nobody got them prints. Ain't but one of you. Meaning that you are a supreme, ultimate Adam that became a being. That's who you are. But when you ask another person, who am I? They tell you, I'm a this, I'm a that, I'm a this and that. Well, you've been conquered. I know this is a little heavy subject, but your mind has realized this shit. You are a supreme being. When you were somebody else made you a black African American. And then you're the biggest fool in the world to call yourself an African. You weren't no African to the 12th century. And when I was a kid, you call somebody black and African, they're going to whoop your ass. So I know I was one of those children. But now, If I ask a 4, 5, or 6-year-old child, who will he tell you he's Black African American? Don't know that Jesse Jackson was the first one of them damn fools that said that. That's what my daddy called him when he said it on TV when we were looking at him. Nobody knows this now. Everybody thinks that they are this Black African American. 1970 was 1.1 million people that put on the census, Brother Drew, that they was Black African American. But the year 2000, it was 42 million. It was 42 million of people said that they was Black African Americans. This is stuff that you have to go over. If you know the history, then you can renew your mind of who you are. Who you are, you're the greatest person that ever lived. But because you was educated wrong, is you become what you are now. And right now, somebody that look like, they call themselves African, Black African Americans, look at your condition right now. Observation tell you that. All you have to do is sit back and observe from 1970, which was 51 years ago, of you calling yourself an African American, and look at you now. See, the African America is a sect, S-E-C-T, that came out of people that called themselves Negroes that was colored. This fact has created the thinking and the thoughts of that the female got to be thick, obese, the hair got to be red, white, blue, green, purple, orange. She got to have false eyelashes. All you have to do is sit back and look. You might be pissed off at me, but hell, I was born back here when I remember when I go into a nightclub. See, my ass been in a nightclub singing the blues for 65 years. When I went into the nightclubs in the 50s and the 60s, I saw a female with an afro. Some of them had their hair straightened with a straightening comb, but most of them had afro. You see no obese women. Very few. Big Mama was obese, but Little Mama, so you had a Big Mama and a Little Mama. Little Mama, she wasn't that away. She didn't look like that. You can go back and look at Martin Luther King marching. Show me where you see old female. The majority of them look like the female that you see today. You didn't see it. You did not see it. And ain't nobody back in that day, they went to church, but they didn't have the goddamn Holy Ghost. The only people that had the Holy Ghost was the sanctified people. And according to my mama, those was ignorant people. Those was people that was ignorant, foaming in the mouth and worshiping God the way they worship God. But now everybody's sanctified and Holy Ghost. You didn't see no musical instrument other than an organ or a piano in a Baptist or a Methodist church. Now you got a whole band that you play in a nightclub with. You didn't see, hear no songs other than hymns and Zion music. Now you hear the blues. God damn it. I was looking when Heaven 97 was on, hell, I get my ideas of playing the blues right before listening to what they call gospel music, contemporary gospel music. Your gospel music now ain't nothing but the blues. You see how you have change, and this took effect on your mind and your thinking, that you have degraded yourself into this image. See, And it's pitiful. In the year 2021, of what you see right now.
Right.
The females that you see, she thinks that to get the attention of a man, she got to be a hoochie mama. She got to be buck naked. She got to be tattooed. You didn't see no damn tattoos on a black man or a black woman in the 50s and the 60s. All the tattoos that you see is a black man had been in the Navy. You might see him with a tattoo. You might see him. You saw white boys that was with that motorcycle gang, and all white boys had them damn tattoos. The Pachucas, which was a Mexican gang in the 50s, they had tattoos. But you did not see that Negro that called himself a colored person with goddamn tattoos all over his body.
Right.
What you see now. What you see now.
The mark of the beast.
Right. You see, you see it. And then you turn around and tell me you're a Christian, and your Christian Bible tell you don't put no tattoos on your body. That's the book of Isaiah. Here's the second and third chapter. I find it simply amazing when I read the first, second, and third chapters of Isaiah in y'all's Bible, that they describe a nation of people how it looks. Sure, you look that damn way. It tells you that it become a time where one female would take hold of six or seven men. It tells you that you would have braids in your hair, your head shaved, tattoos, nose earrings, whole bracelets around your ankles. You couldn't pay in the 50s and the 60s, or female early 60s, in the 40s and the 30s, to have a whole bracelet if she wasn't a whole. You couldn't find her with a nose earring. White folks had it, but you didn't have it. And now, look at you now. You got tongue earrings, you got every goddamn thing in your head.
Right.
And you ask what's wrong. This is the changes that I see because your mind. And all of this would come with a school of thoughts. It all come with a school of thought. And when I'm tracing the history of it, hell, it started with the sisters. Kill music in the church house started with James Cleveland. They knew the cultural masters knew what they was doing when they gave him an Academy Award. They all of this shit was by design of how they took a race of people that was going to do good. You had 129 colleges, accredited colleges, from 1870 to 1970. You had 129 accredited colored Negro colleges. You got less than 10. You ain't got no more all black colleges, because if college, you say that's all black, that's a goddamn lie. Texas Southern, my grandson graduated from Texas Southern. They graduated more damn Sunni Muslims in that class than they did somebody that looked like me and you. When I went to Texas Southern in 63 for a football scholarship, wasn't nothing white on them in the school faculty. Wasn't nothing white on the campus. Like I told one of those professors down there that my grandson introduced to me to, I see that when I came down here for a scholarship, you people, it wasn't none but you people down here. Now I see we the people down here. Because he say, well, what you mean by you people? So an old professor say, he's talking about it was all black, it wasn't white people, Chinese people, Korean people on the campus. But if I go down there and I ask a Sunni Muslim down there, I asked him, I said, how you go to school down here? The government. The government paid him to go to school. You ain't got no HBU colleges, what you talking about. Hell, the Grambling, every so-called black college got every race of people at that school campus when, goddamn it, in 1950, you didn't see them. And they wasn't teaching you. Ain't nobody at my high school was a white boy. He was a you people. Who teaching your child now? Who teaching our grandbabies, Brother Drew? We the goddamn people.
Right.
So you can see,
yes, sir,
the change. You can see the change. See, you people,
yep,
taught me. I went to a you people's college. Then I went to we the people's college. But you ain't got nothing but we the people now.
Right.
That's through integration. You ain't got nothing that you used to have. You don't even think like you used to think. And you are degenerated. Look at your mentality. You got more crazy ass people that look like me and you when you didn't have it in the 50s,
right,
and 60s. The only pill that was in the Negro community was a damn Bell aspirin. And Big Mama, my grandmother and them during that time, you had to be awful sick before they give you a Bell aspirin. But in 2021, your ass got to have 15 and 20 pills just to goddamn live. Everybody over here where I stay got to take 20 and 30 goddamn pills a day just to live.
Damn.
You become a pill head. Everything that look like me and you. You got children. Ain't no damn children had to take no goddamn mental anxiety pills to live, to calm their ass down. They put a, send a message from your ass to your brain. Well, no such thing,
yep,
as an autistic kid. You didn't become autistic, which is cretinism, until you integrated. White boy been there. He been suffering from a disease called cretinism. Go Google the word. You don't know what I'm talking about. You weren't that away. You weren't that away in the 50s. You weren't that away. But look at you now. And see, this is what I'm talking about. You had to know what the mind is. How you think is who you are.
Right.
But you cannot be conscious until you get the concept of that white. You got to get, is it like my great-grandpa said, you come from the Crow Nation of people. Junior, he said, the Hawk, he said, what's so unique about a crow? The crow is the only bird, only animal in the animal kingdom, and a goddamn thing white on it. His eyeballs is black. He's shining black. His eyeballs is black. Grandpa said, that's the way you are. He said, your eyeballs is white, but your goddamn mind better be all black, boy.
Yes, sir.
And see, and until you get white boy off of you, you ain't conscious. You was taught by subconscious humans. Your mind is still in a subconscious condition, believing in their schools of thoughts, and they got you conquered. it's sad. It's sad, Brother Drew, because ain't that many people will see this, what we talking about, before they,
right,
die. Shema Yahweh, Yah, Aviyah, Ikah, Kamadiyah. See you next week, Brother Drew.
All right, Kamadiyah.